we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast once again right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. You may also be listening. If you're listening at 10:30 of the morning, you're probably catching us on WWBC 1510 AM or possibly listening onto one of their simulcast frequencies. You could also be doing what a person recently told me that they did, and that is they logged on to the website, WMIEFM.com, and you can listen to it live, or you can listen to the on-demand feature. But I was recently sent a message that said, hey, you know, I was facing some challenges, and I tuned into the Refresh radio broadcast on the on-demand feature, and they were greatly, greatly encouraged by that. And so however you're listening to us, I greet you in the name of the Lord. We're ready for another exciting week. I'll be traveling tomorrow to a minister's meeting where they're going to be giving us some very pertinent information about changes that have taken place here thus far in 2018. So I'm looking forward to that. I will be on the air with you tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to that valuable information. I was given some heads up months ago about some changes, and we're looking forward to what we're going to find out tomorrow. Now, if you're used to the Women of Worth meeting being tonight at Merritt Assembly of God, I need you to know that they're taking the month of July off. We are reconfiguring our scheduling. Our Thursday morning prayer meeting is now on Wednesday night. Our Bible study on Wednesday night is now a themed prayer for the month of July and the first week in August. And then our kids ministry is off on Wednesday nights for the month of July and until August the 8th. And they're going to have a back to school celebration. We've got kids that were at camp last week. We've got kids that'll be at camp here in a few weeks. And so we're using this opportunity to, position ourselves spiritually and strategically for the coming months. Tonight is simply because my wife returned to work last week, and I want to give her an opportunity to get her strength back up to speed before she gets back into full-blown pedal to the metal ministry the way that she's accustomed to doing. So no Women of Worth tonight. We will be having our Iron Men's breakfast later on in the month. So you can look forward to hearing about that. I do want to say thank you today to the fine folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. You can give them a call if you need any electrical issues. You know, I can't think of a more helpless feeling than to smell an electrical smell, whether it's in a car or especially in your house. I mean, there's no worse feeling than, you know, not having certainty that things are working right, or going to your plug and trying to plug something in and it not work. You might have one of those old electric panels that needs to be replaced because of some faulty designs there. And if that's the case, I encourage you to get that taken care of as soon as possible. And do it on your schedule, not when an insurance company is coming to inspect and saying, you know what, you need to change that within the next 30 days or we're going to cancel your policy. Whatever the situation, if you've got any electrical issues, maybe you're needing to add some outlets or add a line of power, you need some work done at the breaker box or whatever, give the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric a call, 321-632-9538. They will take wonderful care of you. I know because they've taken wonderful care of us at the church as well as us at our home. I highly recommend their service to you. Today, I want to take you to the 119th Psalm, Psalm 119. We're going to be looking at a couple of different passages in this particular psalm. It's a long psalm. Today, we're going to begin looking at verse 105. So Psalm 119, verse 105. And then we're gonna go verses 105 through 107, then 129 through 131. And we may possibly get into one more passage in the book of Proverbs as well today as we begin to look at this. Psalm 119, verse 105. This is going to sound like a very familiar passage of Scripture because it's a very well-known passage of Scripture. Verse 105 says this, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word." So today I want to start off talking to you about the reality of the word of God is provided to us to equip us on a journey of the word. It is our lit up pathway is supposed to be a journey of the word. Your word is a lamp to my feet. And folks, I want you to know, it is impossible to live in true spiritual light and be separated from God's word. If you have got away from the word of God, find your way back to it. If you have never been a part of God's word, it is one of God's primary sources to bring light into our life. I was doing my devotions in my office here a couple of weeks ago, and I saw something in the scripture, and I said, "Well, I don't believe I have ever noticed that before." I mean, it wasn't an earth-shattering truth or anything, but it was evidence of Jesus Christ fulfilling the scriptures. The word of God is never going to pass away. It is settled case law. If I can put it in legal terms, it is settled case law. It is established. It is true. It is rock solid. And it brings illumination into an individual's life. It can bring illumination into a married couple's life. It can bring illumination into a family, into a workplace. What do you suppose would happen if all of a sudden we saw the principles of good business that God describes in his word, and we said we're going to employ those principles in our business? There should not be a disconnect between the word we believe and the truths that we practice. Several years ago, there was a company. It was a powerful company, and the CEO of the company had this reputation for being a long-standing Sunday school teacher. He was up there. He was teaching the word. He was very wealthy. He was very influential, especially in that church. But all of that came crashing down when it was discovered that there was a disconnect between God's word he was teaching on Sunday and the practices that were going on in the business he was running in throughout the week. There shouldn't be a disconnect there. When we operate our businesses in accordance with the truth of God's word, those businesses will do better. You don't have to be dishonest to prosper. You and I, we need to be operating in integrity. There was a company that used to call me all of the time. I mean, I was getting two and three phone calls a week, sometimes that many phone calls in a day, wanting me to add services or up my service, whatever it was going to be. And I finally told them, after a number of attempts of doing business that way, I said, "I'm not doing business with anyone over the phone anymore." And they said, "Why?" And I said, "Because you all don't tell me the truth. You tell me what you think I want to hear, but you don't tell me the actual facts." And I said, "I will only do business with people over the phone that I call that represent your company. And in reality, I'm more than likely going to go and deal with a person face to face so I can see the documentation right there in front of me." And all of that comes back. We need to be journeying on a journey with the Word of God where it says, "Oh my, look, here is the path right here." A couple of months ago, I was bored one night and I was looking for something to watch on television. And the only thing that I could find that intrigued me that particular night was Indiana Jones, and I may get the name wrong, The Search for the Holy Grail or whatever. It was the movie with Sean Connery in it. And in one of the scenes, when Sean Connery has been shot and the only way to save him is to get a cup full of holy water, that Indiana Jones is making the journey, and it's a precarious journey. And one of the stages is that if you spelled the name of God wrong, it was in Latin, not English, that if you spelled the name of God wrong, that there was no foundation under that. It was a guessing game as to how you could navigate this. There was this bridge of peril with just a few columns of stability. Well, I want you to know that God doesn't want us doing our journey just feeling and hoping our way through, thinking that we're going on solid ground. In actuality, we are standing on something that is going to cave under the weight of a piece of paper. That's not the way God's word is a sure foundation. And so he wants to light up our pathway. He said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, we were repairing some rotten wood that was serving as a soffit. And it had been up there for a long time. It was quite heavy. But the thing that made it challenging was that it was so far up in the air. And so in order to get up to the height of our soffit, we had to build a scaffolding, and there was ladders, and there was pieces of 2x12 that we were using to walk across. And there was a construction guy, and I was up there, and I was moving very slowly from one side to the other. And it was because I was so far up off of the ground. And the construction guys, he said, "Do you walk that slow when you're on the ground underneath?" And I said, "No, I feel a lot more confident with the ground foundation." And he would just show me. He would just walk back and forth pace. He said, "Look, I'm heavier than you are, and this holds me up. You don't have to be concerned about the lack of foundation. God's word will give you the direction, the revelation, the illumination that you need to successfully navigate whatever season of life you are in." The psalmist said, "I was young and now I'm old." He said, I've been through a lot of different stages in life, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen their seed begging bread. Paul would write, I have learned the secret to be content in whatever state I am in, because of the revelation of God's word. I want to encourage you today, be on that journey. He goes on and he talks in verse number 107. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. I've been doing a series on revival, and you know, many churches have revivals, not as many as used to. Now they do more conferences than revivals. But I can tell you this, there needs to be a revival of God's word in the heart of his people. If we do not revere his word, how are those who do not know of God, how are they ever going to embrace what God has in store for them? We need to revere the word of God, honor the word of God, because it is so profound that it is the way of truth. It is the way that we come to know God. It's the way that we begin to recognize how to hear his voice. There are a lot of people that say, well, God told me this, and God told me that, and God told me this other thing. Well, I'm not here to play the doubter. I just want to know, has it given you a greater birth for the word of God, a greater desire for the word of God, or not? Did it lead you the way that the word of God said that it would instruct you to? Because too many people are out there doing things that they're saying God told them to, but yet those things contradict the Bible. And I want you to know that that is incongruous. It's unequal. It doesn't stand up to the test of whether or not that was God that directed you. Okay? I'm not saying that God doesn't speak. I believe that he does. I believe that he is actively speaking on your behalf, on mine. I'm just saying he's going to do it in a way that it lines up with the word of God. And so if you're trying to go over here and get a word of direction, and you're going over here and trying to get a word of direction, don't go to the secondary source while ignoring the primary source, because you could be led into deception that way. You and I, we need to be students of the word of God. We need the word to bring light to our path. It is the only way to know that we are walking soundly and walking in truth the way that we're supposed to. Now, if you will, drop down to verse number 129. It's another segment of Psalm 119. And it says this, your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. So, it talks here in verse 133 about direct my steps by your word and let no iniquity have dominion over me. In this day and time where people are redefining things, we'll talk about that more on an upcoming broadcast. We need to know what God's word has to say. What is iniquity? Because many people end up subjecting themselves to things that have dominion over them, and they don't even realize that it has the stronghold. They think they're in control of it, when in actuality it is in control of them. Don't be addicted to anything. Don't be addicted to any substance. Don't be addicted to any hobby that displaces God. God and his word is what gives you direction, and you and I, we need to appreciate that. So, not only does it give us direction, but it also gives us understanding. Verse number 129 says, your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Okay? Now, if we think that we're arrogant, if we think that we know everything, then we are not going to be open to what God's word has to say. You know, we're told by our present society that we're supposed to be open-minded. Well, I want you to understand that I am open-minded, but only to those things that have limited access to my mind. Okay? My mind, my spirit is not an open ditch where every toxic lie of the enemy can come flooding in there. It's a guarded well, if you will. It is something that I want to be open to the truth of God's word. I'm not open to every lie and every vain philosophy that comes along. I am open to everything that God has in store for me. I shared a message here at church a few weeks ago on Sunday night, and I said, I'm quite frankly here to challenge us from the word of God to believe that God can do greater things in us than what we have allowed him to do, not in spite of the word, but because of the word. And I showed how God did extraordinary things through this person, and God did extraordinary things through Jesus, and God did extraordinary things through Paul and through Peter and through Elisha. And I said, if he did it for them, it's possible that there are greater things that he can do through us than what we have allowed him to do. And so it says, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I generally have become an observer of people. I first became an observer of people when I was in retail. I would stand and I would watch people, not as a stalker, but as a student. I was wanting to learn about people, and I saw a great number of things, and it's like, well, isn't that interesting? I tell parents of teenagers, it's like, don't just drop your kids off at the mall. Okay, now this was back when I worked at an inside mall, and I know there are outside malls now and things like that. But there would be parents, they would drop their kids off at the main entrance to the mall, and the kids would walk through that door. They would find the nearest exit to go out the back door of the mall. Their parents thinking that they were at the mall all the time, and in actuality, they were off doing who knows what with who. And I would just watch them. And I was like, you know what? I don't have teenagers yet. That tells you how long ago this is. All my kids are in their 20s and others now. I said, you know what? When my kids are that age, I'm not going to be the parent that says, oh, sure, just go ahead. You know, God wants us to have some understanding. But one of the things that I've observed about people is when we get to a position where we are no longer teachable from the word of God, that relationships are getting ready to suffer strain or suffer loss. When teenagers get to that place where they don't need to be taught anymore from mom or dad, you know, there's that short window in there where they know everything and parents know nothing. There's something that, you know, I want to come to understand. It depends on the path that you want to take to get to understanding. Do you want understanding to come from the school of hard knocks, or do you want understanding to come from the truth of God's word? I can tell you that one of them seems boring, one of them seems mundane, but the price tag is a whole lot less for coming to understanding from God's word than it does going through the school of hard knocks. The school of hard knocks has a very high price tag that the enemy will not tell you anything at all about. Let me drop you down, if I can, to verse number 131. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. And I, as we're talking about God making us the light of the world, the way that we do that is having more of God's light in us than we've ever had before. And what we've seen here in a couple of different segments of Psalm 119 is that we are going to be a brighter influence on our community that we impact when we have the Word of God inside of us. And please don't take the easy way out. The easy way that people try and navigate this is when their circumstances contradicts the Word of God, they change what they believe about the Word of God instead of allowing God to change their circumstances. I know that that sounds like the easiest path. It is not. It causes influence to be lost. How do you know if your path is going to be lit up by the Word of God? How do you know if your journey is going the way that God wants it? It's very simple. Verse 131 says this, that you have a desire, a thirst for the Word of God. Whenever my daughter takes her dog out for a walk, when she comes back, the dog wants two things. And it lays in the floor and it pants. It wants two things. It wants to have its thirst quenched. And then what I have been told is that panting that they do once their thirst is quenched is it not only calms their heart rate down, but it is how it expels things out of its body that can have a negative effect. I've been told that that's the way that it gets rid of excess heat out of its body. When the Word of God is lighting up our pathway, when it is something that our soul is longing for and it's giving the entrance of His words gives light, all of a sudden there are things in our life that we're going to say, you know what? I would rather have the Word of God than I would have of this. How many of you are ready to this week to say, God, take these things that are toxic out of my life. Take these lies of the enemy out of my life. I want the truth of your word. Embrace the Word of God. Fall in love with the Word of God. Pant for the Word of God. And God's word will be a lamp to your feet, a light to your pathway. You will be revived by His word. It's going to be a great week. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.